The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to my birthday.
Johnny Graw.
Happy birthday, buddy.
All right. Buddy. If you don't deserve it.
Yes. Oh, Brett, you didn't have to play this. The Best Around by Joe Esposito. I mean, just silly, but thank you.
Anything
Christian,
for you, buddy.
Very nice of you to throw that in there. Surprise me with it. You're the best. That's right. It's my birthday today, so there'll be a lot of celebrating myself because no one else is going to do it. I might as well. Fantastic. And a perfect weekend. You're welcome. I gave you the greatest summer weekend in Phoenix history.
Amazing.
Unreal. You couldn't wait to run outside and play in this nonsense when it was just 78 degrees for a little while.
Cold.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. A little humid. I got a little moist. My buddy Mark and I, he called me yesterday, and this is what people do the day before you celebrate your 49th birthday is your friends call you and say, I want to play pickleball. And I'm like, I think I should probably get used to this. I think it's probably a phrase I should probably get used to. And he goes, well, the worst part of it was he calls and he goes, there's probably no one at the club if you want to go play pickleball this afternoon. I'm like, that sounds fantastic. We've earned it. So, yeah, I did that. And that was my evening amongst, you know, family fun and whatever else. Frivolity. But, yeah.
Biz at the Swizz.
I had a little biz at the Swizz. Now, we'll get into this in a second. I had a little birthday fun hop. So, Saturday, I had. I went on a little bike ride because it's perfect. It was even drizzling, just a little bike ride, nothing major. Just street and hanging around, just like this is taking advantage of the fact that in my lifetime, since I've lived here 1983, save for 2 years removed when I didn't live here, from 83 to today, there has never been a July 25th or 26th in the 70s and 80s. My birthday has never had this. It was
the freak weekend.
It was the best. And so I took advantage of it. So ride the bike. I get home, and my friend Mark is with his. I don't like to use names, but it's Mark Stebbings. He works at a bank. And he and his wife and his now adult daughter and a sort of adult son who's off to TCU in a couple weeks. So and his daughter's moving to Boston. They're both moving away. So my friend Mark, who's standing in my driveway, drunk at like, 4 in the afternoon.
Day drinking.
Just bomb. My kids are leaving. I'm all emotional. And I'm like, oh, get out of my driveway. And he brings two friends. I don't want to use names, but their names are Mike and Maria. And they were, they're from Gilbert Brady. They lived across the street from Mark when he lived in Gilbert.
Part of the Mike and Maria show?
Part of the Mike and Maria show. It's Wake Up with Mike and Maria. Well, it was a show, all right. They brought their Gilbert ways to my area, which is...
out of the bubble.
First time out of the bubble without kids. Like they're so used to being in family fare that now they've graduated to the big leagues of bars. Phoenix bars that I attend, that I go to, are not, you know, oh, when the kids go back to school, you're not hearing a lot of that chatter. You're not hearing a lot. As a mom, times are definitely tougher than, and that's kind of where I think Mike and Maria live. Along Mark and Kristen had to be broken of Gilbert, and they talk about families and routes to work and weather and
there's barriers,
papers and Trump, and there's just a lot of Gilbert talk that doesn't float in these bars. Now the bars that I go to usually doing some biz at the Swizz. We all know about the Swizzlands, by the way, closed again.
Damn, the place.
I know. But
because of Gilbert,
there's
Micah
diversity
Marina.
At the Swizz. Now, you know my stories of the Swizz, where I've actually watched one man finger another man while there was a bachelorette party next to it. Like, it can go from a gay table, a wildly gay table, lesbians, bachelorettes, blacks, Mexicans, barflies, normals. That's what I like to call my table. And everything else, right? It's just everybody.
It's diversity.
It's wild diversity. So these drunks are standing in my front yard. My neighbors are there. Mike goes, are those your gay neighbors? I'm like, yeah. Mike takes his pants off, stands in my driveway. I'm like, all right, Gilbert,
wow.
you're gonna see some gay here for a second. Calm it down.
The Postino's posse was up and about last night.
Exactly. I'm like, if you're going to leave the confines of crusty old weird Gilbert,
hall pass.
Don't bring that out here. Like, we're moving out here. I'm like, you're not ready. You're not ready to make this upgrade. So I go inside after the bike ride. I send them on their way. They go off to the Swizz. Now, Mark knows the Swizz. He's been in the area now for a couple of years. He's kind of adapted from the no offense, Bray, but the absolutely miserable conversation style of all Gilbert people versus the normal people who like to have fun and not talk about kids and schools and price tags of things. And anyway.
Baking?
No, we didn't do a lot of baking talk, but I'm sure it would have been there. So we get to the Swizz. Mark's a little loud. They're doing a little Gilbert. We're without our kids every time someone is screaming. A little too college fratty for me. So I walk in and I immediately apologize to the staff at Swizz. I'm like, I'm sorry, I've brought the riffraff. I brought people who haven't been away from their kids for a long time. They're probably going to get a little loud. They get overexcited.
They're on their hall pass.
They're overexcited about being outside. And they're laughing. Well, we're drinking and goofing off and having some fun. And Mark's wife, Kristen, goes into the bathroom. Well, Mark follows her. And it's just, you know, the Swizz is just a small box. There's just the bathrooms are an open door, a toilet, and a sink, and that's it. And then you close the door and you lock it behind you like you're at somebody's house. So Mike and I are laughing, and Mike takes one of the bar chairs. And I didn't know this was a real thing. Like, they did it in cartoons and stuff. Where
and wedge it under
you
the
tilt
door.
The chair and wedge it. Yeah. It completely works.
It does?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea that was a thing. Now you know what I want to try because of cartoons after seeing this? That glass on the wall listening to another room thing. This stuff evidently works. This chair, and I've seen that in like movies where somebody's chasing somebody, and they put a chair under the door. I'm like, what's that going to? It works. Like,
it's got to be the right wedge, but it does work.
Yeah. So Mark and Kristen are in there, and some guy at the bar goes, hey, man, that's not funny. He could be doing terrible things in there. I'm like, it's his wife. We're good. Well, it's not funny. A man should not be in a woman's restroom. I'm like, all right, move the chair, Mike. So as Mike's moving it, a rather butch lesbian, and I mean, by butch, I mean you would confuse her for Mark McGuire. So she wanders over to the door and opens it up, and there's my buddy Mark Stebbings from the bank, right? And he comes popping out, and she's like, you shouldn't be in there. It's a ladies' room. And he goes, ah. And I'm like, the perfect opportunity to go identify as a woman. He missed it. But they come out, laugh, and we're all having fun. The lesbian comes out of the bathroom and looks at Mark and starts saying, that was wrong. You can't be in there. Mark gently touches her shoulder.
Oh, boy.
And says, we were goofing around. They locked me in. I wasn't. And she goes, don't you touch me. Don't you ever touch me. And I'm like, here we go. Bring Gilbert to the Swizz. So Maria goes into the bathroom at the Swizz and shuts the door. The lesbian goes in, kicks the door open, and goes, you and your type. And I'm like, uh-oh, she hates straight people. Well, Maria is Greek-Italian.
All right. All right, here we go.
She comes out a little feisty.
Covered her hair.
Not dressing, bro.
Oh.
She wasn't
Italian.
Fixing her mustache or anything.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said like she had a dressing on. Had covered her hair. Yeah. Covered in hair, you said. Yeah, I gotcha. No, she's Greek Italian. I didn't see her with any clothes off. Probably has electrolysis just from the background. I'm guessing there's some days with laser. Just when you say Greek Italian, hair shoots out of something. Knees, most of the time. So she's out, and she's not having it. So we're all sitting there. Next thing you know, Maria, who's a sweet, tiny little Greek-Italian lady, is in the face of Mark McGuire, the lesbian. And it's a go. Like, it's going to go.
This is
it's a bar
birthday
fight. Oh, it's an
outing for you.
The greatest thing
you
in the world.
You love this.
Oh, every second of it. Every second of it. Especially because Maria came out guns blazing. Just because I don't eat doesn't mean I've got him. Like, oh, here we go. I don't have to listen to you just because I'm not. And then she started to call her a catfish. Because you smell like a catfish. You're nothing but And I'm like, oh, Jesus, this is on. So I get, like, we get kicked out. Like, that's it.
You got kicked out of the Swiss?
We got kicked out of the Swiss.
Did you lose your Swiss card?
I lost a little Swiss card. So Megan goes over to the bartender, who I know, also named Megan, and says, here's $50. They took our drinks and just said, get out. I'm like, what did we do? And he's like, get out. He shouldn't have been in there. I'm like, yeah. So Megan goes and said,
I know he was wrong for going in there, but, you know.
Here's 50.
Sorry. We'll leave. You were right. We were wrong.
And she goes, I don't even want your money. Just get out.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, just because I don't eat, you're such a catfish smelling. And I'm like, oh, this is great. So I get in between Maria and Mark McGuire.
Did Mark McGuire get kicked out too?
No.
Oh.
This is where the
all right.
This is where the trouble starts.
Uh-oh.
So I get in between McGuire and Maria, and I take Maria and I turn her, and I'm like, just go. I've learned this from Tactical Black. We are de-escalating this situation. This is not a necessary fight. We've been removed.
Silly.
The whole bar is willing to fight us. That's what you learn in the de-escalation process. We are in a situation where we're, for whatever reason, the ones who are being told to go, and there's a gaggle of lesbians and God knows who else behind that bar that want us out. So we're leaving. So I got my arms out between the lesbian and Maria, and they are
riot control.
You know what it was like when an umpire and Earl Weaver used to fight?
Yeah.
And then another player would get between. Tight. I mean, I'm in this. And they are hurling vagina insults back and forth. And I mean, it is.
Yours is dried up.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, yours is a catcher's mitt.
Well, I wanted to whisper. I wanted to whisper to Maria, say that yours probably looks like a Rottweiler holding the water wing after it was diagnosed with palsy. But I wasn't in it. So I put my arms out back to the lesbian, which is a mistake, but I wanted to get out. Turn Maria. We're at the door, and I get pushed in the back. Two hands.
Oh, boom. Man. You don't stop me from doing anything.
And I'm like, and I turn and I'm like, I'm trying to calm this down. Cooler heads, lady. And she goes, I want to go have a cigarette. And I'm like, your cigarette can wait 2 minutes while we pack her up in the car and you calm the F down. And her friend comes over and starts to calm her down. She rears back like she's going to push me again. And he stops her. And I'm like, this is a full go. Now the whole bar does, you know, Blues Brothers stuff. They're all getting up to go outside to watch this little Greek Italian and Mark McGuire scuffle in the
circle up.
Yeah. Fight.
Rumble on Bethany home. I'm rolling. At this point, it's all over. And I'm looking at these Gilbertians like, you people can't be around diversity. You have to only be around the 8 p.m. closing time white Gilberts because this lesbian thing threw you for a loop. But she went right to the heart of it.
It doesn't happen at Dirk's, man.
Yeah, it does not happen at Dirk's because they don't allow people of color or diversity.
It could be. Whiskey Row.
Hilarious. So the lesbian's smoking, and the last thing you see is this tender, tiny little Italian-Greek lady throwing her finger up. You fish-eating piece of shit. I'm like, all right, you are not de-escalating
God bless.
This situation. I went back in and apologized to the people who run the Swiss and was promptly told, get out.
Oh, man.
So maybe.
You lost your Swiss card?
Maybe the Swiss has kicked me out after all this time.
Doesn't sound good.
Doesn't sound good for Johnny. But you know what the Swiss is? And I'm going to give it another shot. I'm not afraid of the Swiss. In fact, I wanted to go back later that night. The Swiss is a dude. The Swiss is a dude. And I'm giving them all this free press because it's fun. When I walked in, it was loud and crowded, and I told Mark's going, and screaming, and I go in, and I talk to this gay, super tall old guy. And I said, look, I'm going to apologize right off the bat for you standing so close to this noisy mess. They're from Gilbert. They don't get out much. It's going to get loud. And he's like, you know, the whole place has just turned over. It used to be kind of a hiding spot. Now it's just this.
It's out.
This. And he points at the table.
Sprinkles.
This. Yeah, he throws a little gay fairy dust at this table here, this. And I'm like, well, that's the table I'm at. But I understand. I'm like, yes, we're probably going to find a new spot. I'm like, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. Go finger your friend over there. Like, I've seen that in here before. I know that's a thing. The Swiss is a dude, though. Sure, we were mad at each other yesterday. But I go back in tonight, let's say, and I'll be like,
all's
Swiss, come on, I'm crazy with Saturday, right? It's like, you.
That was stupid.
Don't do that again, man. I know. I'm going to get you a drink, Swiss. It was nuts. Bar fight for my birthday in your late 40s with lesbians. And I've got to be honest with you. Don't know. I almost Brennan that.
I got to tell you something. As mayor of city at the Swiss, and I'm not joking. I'm not sure I could have handled that lady. I've done a lot of training. I've done a lot of fight stuff. I'm pretty decent on the mitts. I've thrown a punch or two.
This lady was Didn't look. She looked granite. She did not look like somebody that I she would have thrown a heavy. And I wasn't going to be allowed to like fight back because it's a woman still. That's where this equality nonsense is starting to get to me about that whole thing. Because I have a feeling she pushed me. And I thought there were fists coming my way from her. What do you do?
Yeah.
Because she can throw a pop. This girl wasn't little.
So you had your money not on the Greek guinea. You had it on Mark McGuire.
The Greek guinea showed me something. The Greek guinea, she showed me something. The Greek guinea is one of the greatest boxing
fearless
ever. Yeah, Vinny Katsapocalypse.
Do you think this is the total changing of the guard at the Swiss? You know how clientele changes over?
Brady, it's please.
Like now.
You're being Gilbert. The Swiss is everybody.
Sounds different.
No, the Swiss is everybody. It's always been a little
sounds
gay.
Sounds like it's not, John.
Always been a little gay. Always been a little weird.
Well, that sounds heavier.
But she was heavier. It was a bigger lady.
Yeah. You should have brought Gutentag with you.
But even Megan went back and goes, how come you're signing with a lesbian? Why does she get to stay in with
me? Oh,
we need to go.
Boy.
We need to go. But I mean, calling her a lesbian at that point was nothing compared to the fishmonger and all the this sushi bar and
salmon. And friends helping out. Say this.
I believe salmon breath was used a couple of times. I think there was a lot. It seemingly went on for about 10 minutes. Throughout the giggles, but the Greek guinea showed me something, Brett. I would have had a problem fighting Mark McGuire because I can't punch back.
Yeah.
Or touch her. Like my friend Mark just put his hand on her shoulder and go, look, I'm sorry. And she's not being touched. Like Mark evidently reminded her of somebody who at one point had assaulted her because it was over. Like her eyes changed. Everything went goofy.
I think you just carry sparring pads. Put them on.
Yeah, maybe.
Just
have my focus
drill
mitts.
Her a couple
just
of times.
We'll do a little mitt drill action. Get a couple slaps upside the head with
high,
some foam
low,
roller.
High, low.
Throw a three here. You just want to get it out of your system there, McGuire. But, so that was a pretty active Saturday.
Wow.
It was a pretty active Saturday.
I can't believe it.
Went over. Yeah, it was bad. It was I'll go back. Because the Swizz is a dude. The Swizz and I are tight.
Texter wants to know, John, what did it smell like between a mouthful of catfish and a mouthful of Gilbert?
It smelled like half-eaten mushy Cheerios and, like a full-out
tuna helper.
Like a hatchery. That lady was fresh off some fish, too. Like that, she doesn't go a few hours, right? Like, she has to eat it to sustain herself. I think it's like being what I call a lesbian diabetic. Every once in a while, you got to get a shot of that fish or you're not going to make it through the rest of the night. She was very, very grouchy. And I don't care. Look, I love lesbians. There's no question about that.
It's Mark's fault.
It is Mark's fault. He brought these rubes over. And
I couldn't figure out which Mark. Mark McGuire or...
No.
Stephanie. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
McGuire was not in the wrong.
No.
McGuire was not in the wrong.
Here comes Slappies coming into the restroom.
That's right. Dicking around.
No respect for the place.
No respect for the ladies' room.
Yep.
And he's right. And when we locked him in, and you could see that little door handle shaking, and I'm like, that chair thing works? Like, this is great. I was more amazed at that, not thinking anybody would care that a husband and wife had gone into a single bathroom.
Yeah.
Didn't really matter. I mean, it was pretty great. But the biz at the Swizz took a shot in the knees on Saturday night. But it was hilarious.
You got to respect the Swizz.
Always respect the Swizz. I've been yelled at the Swizz a few times. Once without my mask.
Yep.
The owner came over and she shouted me down. And I'm like, I forgot. You are 100% right. And I have no problem. And then she came over later and she goes, I got to be tough on these people. The staff at the Swizz ain't fooling around. They're like that staff at the place where Jeff Healey used to play in
the Roadhouse.
In the Roadhouse.
The Double Deuce.
The Double Deuce, yeah. The Double Deuce. Healy's behind that chain thing. He's blind, but he still has the duck bottles.
Shouldn't that crowd be accepting of a guy in a woman's room at the Swizz?
That's what we said. That's what I told Mark. I'm like, you dumbass. Whenever you come out of the ladies' room, you just go, hey, I identify as one of yours. And you play that LGBTQ RSVP plus card, and you're off the hook. Now she's the bigot. It's all about bigot twisting. That's the future. You bigot twist. You use their game against them. They use their game against you. You bigot twist.
Oh, I see how it is.
Oh, I can't use the ladies' room? I've been identifying as a woman for a while. Or I'm a man. I'm dressed as a man, but I'm a female parts. You can't judge. Bigot twist. Bigot twist, and now it's
sorry,
in your court.
Sorry, bro. Let me buy you a drink.
Now it's in your court. Bigot twisting is the way to go. Especially because it's so... gray and ambiguous now. I'm looking forward to being a bigot twister. Women use men's rooms all the time. I've been at sporting events where chicks just come in and pee next to me because their line was forever long. And then ASU used to be the capital of that. that line, the women's room would go around the block at Sun Devil Stadium, and then the chicks would just come rolling into the men's room, and nobody cared. It's no big deal. Yeah. If anything, she shouldn't be allowed in the ladies' room. That's what her interests are. She should have to use the men's room, where there's nothing of interest in there for her.
Maybe that's what upset her.
That she wanted to go in with Kristen.
Mark's interest was the same, and they're fighting.
Yeah. She wanted to smell that Chinese grocery store.
Yeah.
Just because I that's the first thing you hear when the door opens. Just because I don't eat doesn't mean you can. Oh, God. Oh, the Greek guinea's lost it. The Greek guinea is her new name. And then they start in with, what are the housing? They just sold their place in Gilbert for a pretty penny. And they're like, what are the costs around? We would have moved it. I'm like, you are
too
not
much.
Welcome
it's
in this area at all. It's far too heavy for you and your ilk. I don't need you people mucking up my town. You're going to make me move to Gilbert to get back to normal folk. We're going to push us all out as these Gilbertians start moving central.
Isn't there a little Italy part in Arcadia somewhere?
There's got to be. There's got to be a little. Well, yeah.
Wait a minute.
No, it's in Dobson Ranch. And there's one guy running it.
There's where you look.
Yeah, Miss New Booty and him are a little Italy. Yeah. Bert, are there any homes for sale that these rubes can move into in your neighborhood?
No.
Yeah. So you guys can go to O'Kelly's and fight?
Yeah. Oh, God.
I like
Did
O'Kelly's.
You see that reaction?
See, O'Kelly's makes me. O'Kelly's is the place that I look at and I'm like, this is the dive bar I'd walk to if I lived in Dobson Ranch.
I got to take you to Jupes.
Jupes. I love Jupes.
Jupes is great.
Jupes is the best. Jupes is the swizzle in of that area.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's exactly it. Yep. Yeah.
Because Jupes doesn't fit in Mesa at all.
No.
It's on like Price and
Guadalupe. Yeah, yep.
We used to go to Jupes when I was 19.
Yeah.
And they're like, you guys don't look old enough. And then,
you got money?
I wish there was some sort of way to identify us as age. What are you having? And we thought we were cool.
Just kidding.
Amaretto sour for me.
Amaretto sour.
Because that's what we'd seen other people ordering.
Larry
still orders it. He gets that, what does he get, that green drink?
Midori.
Midori sours.
He's a grown-up.
It glows.
And he's like, and we give him crap. What? I like him. You got to get off of this melted Kool-Aid shot you're doing and just drink something decent.
Your Ecto Kool-Aid.
Yeah. It is.
Ectoplasm. So God knows what year 49 holds for me, but 48 ended with a bang.
I hope you get your Swiss card back.
Oh, I'm fine with my Swiss card. I'll go back into the Swiss and I'll make good.
Lady J texts over, dude. I'll bring all my shim homies to the bar. Bad day for those bitches.
No. I don't want a big prison fight, Jay. I appreciate your backup. I would take Jay to the Swiss.
Oh, yeah.
That actually might be a good redo. But, Jay, we're not going to make it a habit or anything. I got a reputation. But, yeah, I'd like to go drinking with Jay Gutentag. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Especially at the Swiss.
We don't have to worry about Mark McGuire.
It would be a very Larry David moment.
See, I brought one. We're good. I got one with me. Now we're all even, right? I brought my lesbian to you. You bring me something from the. It's a trade.
One of McGuire's friends. Go, dude, you know who that is?
The goot.
It's the goot.
All hail the goot. All hail. And they all get on their knees.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Godmother.
All right, everybody. Calm down the hatchery. It's not feeding time quite yet. It's like 2 p.m. at Bass Pro Shops around here. I'll let you know when you can suckle at the teat of the goot, but now's not the time. I'm having a drink with my hetero.
I bring you lesbians.
Oh, he's done all right. Thank you.
I did pretty good there. I brought a lesbian to a lesbian bar. Now I won't fight him anymore.
It was pretty great. But yeah, Gilbert needs to stay in goddamn Gilbert. And you're trained to be in Gilbert. Brady, you know it. You're different now that you've been to Gilbert. You can't just hobnob around and not notice the craziness that goes on that doesn't because you've been away from it for so long. Transvestites popping in and out of restaurants in the normal. Ain't normal in Gilbert, but it's very normal. And some say better, some say worse. I prefer it because I think it's great to see. It's a good visual show. Some people say I'd rather live in a neighborhood that doesn't exist. That neighborhood's called Gilbert. It's an isolation room. For whites. It's Hitler's dream town. Probably allow some Jews in there. They snuck them in. We got it all. And it's phenomenal. For people like me who enjoy the show, I'm here for the simulation. I like that stuff. I don't like a homogenized lily white country bar full of ladies dressed like their teen daughters talking about routes to work. I like a good old fashioned brouhaha between the heteros and the lesbos. Those are the fun days for Johnny. I like
controlled
that.
Conflict. Well, maybe with the.
I do have to thank Jay and the gang up there at Tactical Black, though, because in a different time, I would have allowed that. But I got in and said, look, everybody out. Like, you try to keep your calm. And it did. That training actually helped me a ton, just getting in there, making sure you saw all parts, keeping your eyes open. The big thing is it's usually one of their friends that stirs up the issue. It's not the two people fighting. You get tunnel vision on the two people fighting, and then somebody comes up and starts to stab it.
Yeah.
And I kept my eyes on that and everything. And this guy started to walk towards me. I'm like, stop. I'm cooler heads. It's all, he goes, me too. That's all. I'm like, good. You're in. Let's go. But I'm like, you just keep it all open. But it was fuzzy for a second. It got a little hairy. But
I'll buy this bar.
Yeah. Well, there was almost that, too.
We just sold our house in Gilbert. We could buy and sell.
I'm like, oh, God, no. They're all rich, too, by the way. These are hidden gays. It was pretty fun. And there was only a few gay people and then some straight guys and some dudes playing pool.
The regs.
I just only wish that Rhode Island Melissa was there to see this. I know. The bar is awesome.
Forgot about her.
So to a public acknowledgement that we were in the wrong at first, Swizzle, not sure I like the way the Swizz handled it, but they handled it. It's their place to handle it. That's their biz at the Swizz. I highly...
You know the rules now.
I've always known the rules. I anticipate heading back to the Swizz with an olive branch known as Jay Gutentag.
I bring you Bully.
How's it going, man? Nice place. You serve up a Coors Light here, or what do I have to do? Who do I have to blow to get a drink in this place, man? But it was a good way to close out 48, Brady. 48 was a weird year anyway. Closing 48 out in a strong, strong fashion. And to Mike and the Greek Guinea. Oh, and the Greek Guinea evidently owns a 7-Eleven, and that got shouted at the lesbian, too. I didn't know that.
I own a 7-Eleven!
Like in Indiana. What are you talking about? There was a lot of screaming and yelling. But that finger, man. That little Greek Guinea finger. Whew. That was up
vengeance.
And waving.
You don't mess with them guinea broads.
I have not seen an Italian woman off of television go from 0 to 1,000 and then back to 0. Other than like Jersey Shore or one of those housewife shows. But that's real. She went from something to nothing, back to something, back to nothing. We went to the next bar and she came in smiling and goes, was I wrong? I'm like, I think you were 100% right, but we needed to leave. She goes, And she's adorable, which is the worst part of it all. She's like a normal-looking person. She ain't. There's a lot going on in there. And her husband kept looking at me, mouthing out, help me. Help me. She beats you, doesn't she? She's taking a swing. They're nice people.
His phone light is going to SOS.
I think what they need to do is make the transition from Gilbert over to maybe Brett's neck of the woods, hit Jupes once, look around and go, oh, this is how. And then go into Tempe for a little while, see some strangeness there, and then work your way into the... to the Swiss.
Maybe get over more Awatuki.
That's the original Gilbert. I'm not so sure that's a good idea.
John, if you need extra gay support, we can go with you. Sign John, Jay, and Rich.
I'll get those boys in there.
I bring you Gay Morning Show and Guten Tag.
Pretty good, huh? How about a free drink? Yeah, it was a very, very Curb Your Enthusiasm moment, but it was fun. So off goes 48, on is 49, and already getting a lot of birthday wishes and people saying nice things. Appreciate it. We'll get right to it. But that's it. What'd you guys do? Anything good? Big weekend?
Oh, yeah.
You fighting your
lesbians? Golf.
Oh, of course.
No fights.
Gilbert.
Yeah.
A little golf game, some barbecue.
Sat on the patio and talked about weather.
Had the neighbors over, talked about weather and some routes to work. Get that in there. Oh, those are always good days.
Glad I moved out of Gilbert when I did.
Were you in Gilbert? Oh, you
no,
were
I went to high school there. Yeah, there. Yeah.
Yeah, you were in farm hillbilly Gilbert.
Well, we were in Valvista Lakes, but that's like when there was nothing around it.
Yeah, that was when confused people from Mesa thought this was a good
And that's
idea.
Exactly what my parents were. We moved
my
out
parents
there.
Looked out there, too. This Valvista Lakes, everybody seems to be shooting over there. We all looked. Way too far.
Oh, yeah.
Way too far. But what are you going to do? Yeah, Brady, did you do anything? Nothing?
I got nothing on that.
Watch some of the Olympics.
Broke my heart.
We'll get into the Olympics in a little bit.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Saturday after the visit to Swizz, I was kind of amped up. Had a little drink in me. Fell asleep when I got home. We didn't get home that late either. It was like 11. And drop a pop. Went over to the place across. It's a great bar at Lucy's called The Other Bar. I've told you about it. It's really good stuff.
The Other Place? Or is
no, the other bar.
Other Bar.
Yeah. No, not the other place was that horrible Bill Anderson's or whatever it was. Anyway, so we went over there and then went home. Fell asleep. I woke up at 2 and watched live Olympics. There's only one way to watch the Olympics, and that's as they're happening. My phone updates me constantly.
It's so mixed up. I don't know.
Well, just watch the middle of the night. 2 a.m. That's when it's on. And I was mesmerized. Some of the events were incredible. The swimming events went down at 2:30 in the morning. I watched the Team USA basketball lazily lose to France in a big way. Last night I was up till 1 watching Luka Doncic pour 48 in. Slovenia's team is amazing. So, yeah, it was
USA basketball trying to make a statement.
That they hate the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe this woke team is going to say, it stinks here. I don't know what's going on. That was the laziest basketball team I've ever watched. Like, they were getting – France has some good players, but they're no match.
Well, I'm wondering if it's part of the NBA thing of saying this is how good the world's starting to catch up.
But see, that's the thing they said.
Because they want to do that expansion league.
2004, Argentina beat the United States. Right?
And they're early.
Yeah, and it was,
early
and,
game.
And they haven't lost since then. So I agree with you that maybe there's some of that, the world's caught up.
Yeah.
But they had that opportunity 16 years ago to say the world's caught up. And we went off and rattled off crushing victories from there on. Like,
right, but the motivation is different. NBA would like to, I mean, I hear
but
that
they
about
could have done it for
NFL as well.
Well, yeah, they want the world to be better, and it is.
And they want to expand it to be able to.
But they also want the USA to be the best because think of what happens with the NBA if all of a sudden the United States team isn't a player. The NBA goes, well, what do we have to go over there for? Europe has as much money as we'll just have a league here. So the NBA would lose out if Europe became the victor, if they were the ones. But the USA, needs to dominate that for the NBA's sake.
Yeah.
And they just look terribly lazy. It was a tough game to watch. But, yeah, watching the Olympics. We'll get into the Olympics in a second because – and Brett's not going to like my conversation. You're going to hate it. But it's coming. You're gonna take a few shots.
All right.
But it has nothing to do with the Italians. I've already covered the Greek guineas. But Tokyo looks great on TV. I never wanted to go to the Far East, but it's a beautiful –
it's sad.
Is it reversed?
Because it's so empty.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I mean, these beautiful facilities.
Nobody's there.
I can't believe that. Oh, I feel bad for
it. Is it reverse bigotry that every time they do a shot of Tokyo, I think there's no, bad neighborhoods?
That's true.
Yeah, I think that's, as a white American who, you don't see poor Asians here. You don't.
Yeah.
But I look at Tokyo and I assume every place
there's
is nice.
There's no tent city.
There's no crime. There's no homeless. I don't know why, but I just assume they've all got a job teaching math. That's just what I think. I think there's always an opening. I look at Japan and I'm like, that place is pristine. I'm not interested in going over there. The language is too difficult. I don't like their food that much. I like sushi here. And I certainly don't like their architecture. But I love, and plus there'd just be so many Japanese people that I wouldn't know what to do. If I met one, I'd be confused. But it's big trouble for Johnny to go over to little Japan. Because I'd make mistake after mistake. They're supposedly super polite and. I don't know. It just looks too nice. There's something. I need the slums. Like, they kept showing Rio, and it looks great. But you know Rio's got that big slummy section 4 years ago? Tokyo looks perfect. A little too perfect.
There's some fascination about the Yakuza and all that stuff.
Yeah, but that's just really, really rich. That's their mob. So, but it does show on TV. It's beautiful on television. It's 6:18. Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good birthday song. We already played Brett already hit me with the best. I mean, oh, Brett, come on.
Man, he is rolling it.
The Esposito. Appreciate that, Brett.
I got you, buddy.
Such a great song and really hits me in a. Because Brett's basically saying, you're the best, and I appreciate that. Yeah, and this is what I would have played after the Greek guinea crushed that lesbian. I'd have put it in the jukebox.
It's official now. You're a member of Eagle Fang.
Of what?
Eagle Fang, the dojo.
Oh, the Eagle Fang. That's right. Just the greatest name ever. Give us a wake-up song, 585-9800, and start off my 49th year properly. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.